but let's see. It is a word or not. Mike, back to you, and then I would say, oh, let's come to an end. I'm not talking your ears off. And we'll meet again, Randy. And I'm, yeah, happy that this worked so well. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November.
Yeah, it sounds real good there. So can you tell me, like the EchoLink is at your home QTH that you're connecting here with us there. It's your personal EchoLink. On the repeater, what services do you guys have running on that repeater? Do you have anything besides EchoLink back to you?
DJ7WN returning. There is one repeater, DB0XK. It has, it's a normal FM repeater, but they replaced it. I don't know, during my absence of 12 years, we must have done it in between. And now it has a Yaesu repeater on. But still, not active, just Yaesu for C4 FM. So you can actually go and send in C4 FM mode, but it would still go out as normal FM. And the repeater I would be using for... for YSX. This is actually, not for YSX, for EchoLink, I mean. This is actually not directly connected with the actual repeater. There is a link. There is a radio operator who set it up, and I would not go directly to the repeater. So you see, I don't know how he's running. But I would be using his connection. Mike, back to you.
Yeah, V5RJM returning here. No, fine business here, and I think there might be a net coming on here right away. So we'll sign off here, say 73s, and have yourself a great day. Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November, VE5RJM, will be QRT 73.
And I might send you an email later on. Probably in an hour if you're checking it out. Until next time. Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, DG7WM, QRT.
You bet, 73s, I'll check my email. The 5RJM will be clear.
Delta Juliet 7, Whiskey November. This is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee in Windsor. Over. Negative copy. I'll say good morning to Randy. Yeah, good morning, Randy. TA, 3HLIN, Windsor.
VA, 3HLY, this is V5RJM, HRY, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Roger on that, and that's an alpha. Talked to you before, but I think only once or twice. I don't have that call sign yet embedded in my skull there. back to you there, VE5RJM.
Yeah, very good, Randy. Yeah, my name is Henry, and we have spoken before. And it is an A, Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee, short for my name, Henry. Thought I'd say good morning try to get a hold of Raymond to say good afternoon, in his case, anyway. We spoke a few times. I think the first time we spoke about the fact that you're ex-military or I'm going blank again. Army Reserve, and so am I. And we spoke about that for a little while. VE5 RJM VA3HLY.
Yeah, Roger. I remember part of the Q show there now, so yeah, Roger. Yeah, you're always talking with Emil there. And I'm trying to multitask here. I was mistaken there on our net here. It's doesn't come on until Monday, and today is Sunday, so I even got my days mixed up here. So I'm just going to disconnect here from one of the repeaters here. Before I do that, which repeater are you coming in, or which system are you coming in there, Henry? Through the Canada hub, I would take it.
Yeah, Randy, I'm coming in through Echolink. I'm connected to the VE7 NZ link, Adrian's link system in BC. You're multitasking. Let me know how that works out, because it never works out for me. And on another thing, I woke up this morning and I'm laying in bed just looking up at the ceiling kind of thing, and I'm thinking, what day is it? And I had to reach for my phone. I wasn't sure if it was Sunday or Monday, so it happens. VE5RJM, VA3HRY.
Yeah, VA3HRY, VE5RJM. Copy all that there. And I was able to do it. I don't usually... can't. I usually don't even attempt it, but I wanted to disconnect because sometimes it's a busy system that I connected to, and usually the locals like using the system there, unless there's a net going on, and then they always want people to connect to them, so I just disconnected them. So I got to fix that on my auto connect here. So, I just set that up recently, and I've been fixing little glitches like that on the system here for the last week here now. So, and then others wanted me to set up links here to for their nets, so because their nodes aren't working, or they got some issues, or I'm not sure why, but they needed our system to be able to run their net. So, and we offer that there to anybody that needs to use that as a backup to their system as well. So it's good to help out neighbors there. Hi. So, anyways, sometimes go into North America and overseas across the pond there. So there you go. Roger that on the military there. Yeah, I really enjoyed it when I was in it, I tell you. I would recommend it to anybody, and I'm sure that you would as well. I had some good experiences and made some good friends that I'm still friends with today, believe it or not. So after 30-plus years. So it was nice to... I usually check their Facebook page out a few times a year, see the photos and stuff like that. A lot has changed within that system with the reserves since I was in it. It's kind of gotten away with security and everything else, everything toughening up. They don't have the weapons that we used to use. They don't have the communication systems for cutbacks. They were cut back, and they use bullfangs here. I couldn't believe it when I went to visit them one time. I was going to give them a training course, you know, on running their old 25 sets, and here they said, "This is our radio." Everybody takes out their pocket bullfang. I thought, uh-oh, okay. I'll skip this lesson. So yeah, it was nice talking with them and stuff like that, but so much has changed. They still have the same artillery gun, which is a good thing, I guess. They still got that, but lots of other things have been cutbacks, or they got rid of it for security reasons. They must have done the same thing down in Ontario as well there. Back to you, Henry.
Yeah, a comment. You said neighbors, and when it comes to amateur radio, your neighbor could be anywhere in the world. That's the way I look at it anymore. We have so many ways of communicating around the planet. And, you know, when it comes to the bullfangs in the military, the last 10 years of my work life was at Chrysler's here in Windsor. And at one time, they went to bullfangs too. They moved to bullfangs until they couldn't handle it. Management couldn't handle it anymore. All the keying ups and the jokes and everything else going on. One day we showed up at work on a New Year's Day, or starting the New Year work, and everybody was handed DMR radios. And I thought, wow, what a change. You know, I knew what DMR was already, but... boy, everybody quieted up, no joking around on the radio, because they knew who had the radio. It was that easy, you know. But anyway, yeah, things have changed with the military, but, you know, I haven't kept up or nothing. You got to remember, Randy, I was in high school when I joined, and back in the time of the F-10 C-1 and C-2, and we don't. They're not using that anymore, for good reason. It was a good weapon, but they called it a carbine, but I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like a long gun to me. But anyway, I'm not going to hang around long. I've got to get and clean up some stuff before jumping into the shower and going on with the rest of the day. VE5RJM, VA3HRY, back. I'll listen for your 7-3.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, that's good that they went to DMR. That's funny. Yeah, it cuts down when your station is broadcasted who it is. So yeah, enough of the horseplay, right? Anyways, yeah, nice talking with you this morning, and you have yourself a great day. And yeah, it was high school when I was, it was after high school actually until I joined, actually no, I was in high school still, grade 12 I guess. And you gotta be 16 here to join the military, so I joined 3 months earlier. And I was kind of just put under the covers until my birthday came around, or